You're listening to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Laura Mihalik.
Able to give me 25, bitter to bam at 25, now 50. Able to give me 50, bitter to bam at 50. Sir, what about 50? Here's 75. What about 75, bitter to bam at 75? 100 here, able to give me...
Laura's an auctioneer, as you might guess. She lives in Tacoma and does mostly fundraising work. And she's been at it for a couple of decades.
I felt pretty comfortable in front of people, but it was that chant that I wanted to really crack. You know, I really wanted to... And I'm still working on it, you know, almost 20 years later.
This is the story of one of the first times Laura had the spotlight, and it actually comes way before her auctioneer career. Our theme today is numbers game, and here are a few of them. 15, that's how old Laura was. 26.2, that's the length of the Chicago Marathon. And then 3 and 1. You'll just have to stay tuned to see why those matter. The year is 1979. Laura's in high school in Berwyn, Illinois, just outside Chicago. And she's running on the cross-country team.
It wasn't a girls' team, per se. The girls ran on the boys' team. You know, I mean, it was the late 70s. The conversations were such that young women were discouraged from running long distances, especially if they ever wanted to bear a child, because their uteruses would fall out. That was the word. Can you imagine that? And there was a girls' faction on the team. So when we would go to meets, if there was a girls' contingent, I would run in that. And if not, I would run against the boys or with the boys, which I think made me a better athlete. Well, my friend Pearl Cabrera, she was a runner, and she just said, I'm going to go run the Chicago Marathon. I think it was maybe a couple weeks before. And I thought, ooh, I can carbohydrate load. How fun will that be, even though I didn't really understand what that meant. I think I just ate pizza the night before. I didn't even have appropriate running clothes. In fact, I was running cross-country races at my high school in the girls' volleyball uniforms, which were all thick polyester because of there wasn't a girls' team. My longest run before I ran the Chicago Marathon was 10 miles. Marathon is 26.2 miles. I didn't think that I wouldn't not finish, you know. I didn't think that I would win, but I certainly didn't think that I wouldn't finish. It was a beautiful, cool morning. It was probably in the mid to late 70s in October in 1979. So there I was, pushing off when the gun went off. And then I remember probably like maybe after 5 or 6 miles, kind of really clipping along at a nice pace, maybe like 7, 7.5 minute mile. I remember feeling fit. I remember breathing lightly. I remember probably feeling a little depleted, certainly after the halfway mark, because I wasn't drinking anything. Maybe taking a cup and throwing it over my head or something like that, but I don't really ever remember drinking any water. And then at about the 13-mile mark, I remembered people on the side, which is my clearest memory from the beginning of the race to this point, cheering me on. When I had about a mile to go, there was a gentleman on a bicycle, and I remember his name. His name was Bill Robinson. And he was the president of the Chicago Area Runners Association. And he said to me that there's one woman ahead of you. And I said, I thought there were three. And he said, no, two of the women actually didn't complete the race. They've been disqualified. He said, but there is one woman who's official in front of you. And she's right in front of you. You can see her. And I want you to kick it in. And I want you to just move very, very quickly. You've got 1 mile left. And there I was. I moved like a 6-minute and 20-second mile in my last mile. I passed her, I think I passed her on the right, and then I moved into the final stretch. I think I sort of dove over the finish line, you know, because I was so exhausted and depleted. And I remember being handed a number 3, and then within like a minute or two, and I was pretty out of it at this point, I collapsed at the finish line because I was so dehydrated, and they brought me into a tent and fed me intravenously. But I remember them taking the 3 and giving me a 1. And I remember laying on this bench in the tent, but that was about the point that I realized that Bill Robinson was in fact correct. And there wasn't much celebration or hoopla, really, because after that, it turns out that the women were already given an award, the two women who didn't officially run the whole race. So they left with whatever trophies and with whatever laurel wreath was on their head or whatever other swag. And so they happened to have an extra laurel wreath. I'll never forget this. And they gave it to me. And I don't remember being a part of a ceremony. You know, I suspect right now during this time there was a lot of embarrassment. You know, and they never talked to me after that. There was some promise of something here and something there, but nothing ever came of it. So I think it was kind of pushed under the rug a little bit. you know, it was really sweet because all my friends and family and my school heard about it. And there was quite a bit of a celebration, and an official day was named after me in my hometown of Berwyn, Laura Mahalik Marathon Day. And I think I had a special place on the float in the parade. So, you know, there was a celebration there. But, you know, you have to understand, I was a very serious kid. That evening, I had a commitment to babysit, and I did. I went and babysat that night. You know, I didn't go out and cut up the rug and celebrate with my friends. They were celebrating probably a little bit more than I was. At the time, the Illinois High School Association had a rule that if you ran a race outside of your cross-country season, you would lose your standing because you can't do both. What that meant for me was that I wasn't able to go to my district meet, which was 2 weeks after I won the Chicago Marathon, and I was super disappointed because I didn't have any idea. So I certainly didn't step into the marathon thinking, ooh, I better not win it, or, oh, I hope they don't realize that I ran this race. I wasn't aware of the ruling at the time. But I also, now here at this time, a week or two after the Chicago Marathon, I was basking in this great accomplishment. I was proud, I was honored, and I was sort of still shocked, you know. But I valued it. I understood what a great accomplishment that was. So it would be one thing if I ran it and I didn't win it, maybe, and lost my amateur status. But the fact that I won it, what a beautiful thing to have happen at 15 years old. After the Chicago Marathon, that was my last marathon. Since then, I have never run a marathon. I still run every day. In fact, I think I can count, I think about this a lot, on two hands how many days I've missed since then. I had a tremendous amount of joy. I had joy when I ran, and even when I wasn't running competitively. I found it very meditative. You know, over the course of my years as a runner, I used that time to solve problems or to think about things or as a form of therapy or meditation. So I love that I was able to keep that in my life. I think a lot about how winning the Chicago Marathon informed me, and I think it's informed me greatly. In a very, very good way. Because I think I took something called finishing something and doing well. And I think I applied that to the rest of my life. Now, have I always done everything I've done really well? No. But what I have loved, I think I've done really well. And as an auctioneer, when I step into that situation, and, you know, I deal with all kinds of people, and I'm there at the event, and I'm dealing with sometimes temporary people organizing the event, and sometimes people who work for the organization, and I try to stop and say, this is that moment with them. I say, this is that moment. This is the moment where we have, where we're so lucky to be doing what we're doing. And I say, do you understand that? So for whatever it is that's happening that most people aren't going to notice, lucky us.
Laura Mahalik is still the youngest person ever to win the Chicago Marathon. She's an auctioneer and still an avid runner in Tacoma.